This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Botchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Our question, I wish I could have had a do-over from the one time that I did blank, and here come those emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Hello, my bitches. My name is Phoenix. I love you guys. Listen every day while I'm out working as a dasher for DoorDash. I truly regret nothing in my life because everything I've done, everything that has been done to me and every person I've met has shaped who I am, and I love who I am. So everything has also led to me having my son, who's the best thing ever. That said, there are two things I think I would do differently. So long as it didn't change me getting my kiddo. First thing is simple. I would change the time I chopped up habanero peppers without gloves. Washed my hands really well, but after I found out later that night when I took a shower that the pepper oil stays with you. As I was washing up, I started feeling like my whole body was on fire. Mm-hmm. Ended up having to take a bath in milk. So I could, if I could, I'd go back, I'd use gloves.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah. I've never dealt with a habanero pepper before. I don't even know how I'd cook with it. I think I'd be scared to death that I'd...
I don't really cook with them, man. It's one of those things where, like, usually even with, like, jalapenos, because habanero to me is, like, a step and a half above.
Barely a half step above.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a little hotter than a jalapeno, but it's not going to end your ass, right? But for me, I typically will eat them raw. Like, I'll cut them up and throw them in with something.
Right.
Yeah, just don't cook them, because I feel that's when all the oils come out and attach to other food and it lights my ass on fire.
Second thing I would do differently is the time I decided not to have probably the best night of my life because, well, besides the birth of my son, many, many years ago when Nine Inch Nails was touring for their Fragility album, I bought tickets for my friend, my boyfriend, and myself at the Gorge. Amazing concert, and during it, I made friends with one of the sound guys who gave me a chair to stand on so I could see over the crowd better. Well, at the end of the show, he walked up to me with a backstage pass and said he could get me in so I could meet the bands. I was floored, almost immediately said, "Hell yes!" Then I caught my boyfriend's eye and said I couldn't because of him and my friend. So if I could go back, I would have said, hell yes, handed my boyfriend the car keys and camping info and said, love you, see you tomorrow. Then I would have gone and partied with Nine Inch Nails and their opening band, A Perfect Circle.
Oh,
I can't believe I said no. Oh, well, it was an awesome concert. And like I said, I love who I am. That from Phoenix.
Yeah, you messed up there, Phoenix.
Yeah, I don't know that the boyfriend was still going to be in the campground when you got back, though.
You chance it. I mean, just because you go backstage does not mean you're going to get laid.
She's a female,
it
right?
It seems like...
It doesn't mean you won't get laid. I'm just saying, it doesn't
Would
mean...
Would you let your wife go backstage with a rock band?
Sure.
Sure.
I can't stop her. I wouldn't be happy about it.
I
know what's going to happen.
She tosses
wait,
the
it
keys.
It depends on the band.
It goes, wait for
is
me
it,
in the parking lot.
Is it Drake?
No. AC/DC? Yes. Right? I'm like, yeah. Go meet them, man. International superstars. Drake, like, no. Absolutely yeah. not.
Black and Jewish? You kidding me? Home run.
Right. Like, now nah, he's built for
it,
man.
Stand a chance.
Yeah, I know. I'm out.
guys, my husband made it very clear, no more of the devil's dandruff for me, which is a shame. because I'm told I'm hilarious when on cocaine. I can't remember, so I'll assume it's true. But to be fair, I'm not young anymore, and that's not any fun without beer. And if it isn't a three-day hangover, you didn't do it right. And at my age, a three-day hangover might kill me. You guys will have to do it for me. That from Gay Eric.
I think a lot of comedians will tell you that apparently I'm pretty funny on cocaine. At least that's been my experience.
Yes. Apologies to be perfectly honest. If I could do anything over, it would be back in my late teens and early 20s in general. A lot going on there, but suffice to say, combination of untreated ADHD, sleep apnea, and PTSD can do a lot of horrible things to one's sense of self-worth. So I spent about a decade settling for less than I was worth, including salary at several different jobs. But back then, they thought only middle-aged men could get sleep apnea. And for me, there seemed to be a decent potential for addiction. So between that and hypertension these days, I'm better off not having used the amphetamine-based ADHD medications.
Yeah.
Such is life, though. Nowadays, I'm doing far better. And right now, the only thing stopping me from doing more is the Rona, unfortunately. Liquor and whores. That from Dennis. Feel you, Dennis, on that one. Bitches, early in college, had a pretty serious girlfriend. However, I lived in Seattle. She lived in Spokane. So on winter and summer breaks, we rarely saw each other. One summer, I was invited to their lake cabin for a long weekend over in Coeur d'Alene with the rest of the family. First day, she and I volunteered to drive into town to get supplies, and like kids do, we found a secluded place to park the car and fool around. Actually did get the supplies, and when we drove back into the cabin's driveway, her parents were there in the garage. When I got out of the car, her father then slowly walked up to me, leaned into my ear, and loudly whispered, "Your fly is down."
Oh,
missed a step to cover up the true goal of leaving the family behind. Trying to play it off like a civil mistake, but he knew.
Of course he
wasn't
knew.
Too awkward the rest of the weekend, but I was definitely sure to double-check the barn door. I wish I had a do-over so I wasn't watched like a hawk that weekend. Keep on rocking, guys. That from B-Dub. Let's see here. Time for some birthdays. Let's do some birthdays. All the bitches love the show. You guys are awesome. Can I get a birthday shout-out to my older brother, Anthony? He is 42 today. Can he get a "Your Penis Is Too Small," some "Shotgun Gets," and the fish sandwich montage? Love you, brothers. Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Ashley.
Dick.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
You want your fish sandwich?
With the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some pure relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
All the bitches, first time, long time. Just want to wish my wife, Lauren, a very happy 37th birthday today. Well, it was yesterday due to the email issue. Do we still do this one?
Sorry. I mean, it was yesterday.
I mean, there's rules are rules.
Yeah, I hope she had a great birthday. It's just, that birthday is passed.
I mean, we weren't. Right. I don't know if we can do it or not. I know it was because of me. I'm sorry, Lauren. I got the Rona and found out last minute, so we had to postpone the show for a day.
I hope you had a great birthday.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. When you're 38.
Yeah, you know what? Better luck next year. Think of yourselves like the Cowboys.
Yeah, but the Cowboys, we say that every year.
Wow.
Well, we don't know her.
All of us, it's my birthday. Can I please get the Dirty Germans talking about the best thing to do with my girlfriend at 45? Thanks, guys. That from Sam in Squim.
Yeah, the best thing to do with your girlfriend at 45 is the same thing that it was best to do with her when she was 44. Get into her squim.
Yeah, so you want to do the same thing you did with her when she was 25, except you need to control the volume and a lot of lube.
Yeah. Tell her you're part of the squim team and you're Michael Phelps.
Howdy, fellas. Today's my lovely friend who I've known forever, Lindsay's birthday. She's in her 30s, and I want her to know that her friends are all giving her birthday wishes and greetings because she is awesome. I know she would love some turtle wax, a Wendy Williams a fart in there as well, and a Kevin Hart dam. And, of course, the Dirty German's giving her some ideas what to do for her birthday on a Wednesday night in the Claw. Thanks, fellas.
Damn.
Yeah, for your birthday, first of all, call it your squirty 30. After that, you want to know what to do in the claw? Open your legs and call the claw machine.
It's yours, you know. If you're lucky, it's three-pronged thing will end up inside of there. Mike, you think she's talking about it's a claw or Edom claw?
Oh, no. The claw.
That's the Edom claw, yeah?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Why don't you go to the yellow beak and see if you can find one of these famous yellow beaks?
It's always the yellow beak.
Miles, we gotta figure out the music to you talking.
Well, the problem is that his little sound box there and his microphone are on the same deal, so he's trying to adjust the volume all over the place. And unfortunately, it makes him redline his microphone when he comes back.
Is it too loud?
No, you're too loud, man. You're redlining when you come back in.
How about this now? Hello, check.
There
one,
you go.
Two.
Sultry.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know. It's been years since I spent a lot of time eating a Paul, but I'm like, I don't. If there's one place I'm guessing there might be something going on, it's probably the Beak.
That's the bar, man. I mean, yeah. There's a handful of other bars, and they're all great bars to go to. The Beak's the one to go to.
Yeah.
Hello, Jones. Love the show. You guys are awesome. Can I get a birthday shout out to my older brother, Anthony? He's 42 today. Whether your penis is too small, and some fish sandwich montage, if you could. Love you, brother. Thanks. You guys rock.
So you know I got a fish sandwich.
And finally, Liquor and Horrors, guys. I'm doing my own shout-out since I'm out of the area. Nobody's cool enough to follow the show in celebration of the 50th anniversary of being evicted from my mom. Can I get maybe a little advice from the captain on partying in Mexico for the weekend? Thanks, Mitch. Is that from Sparky Mike in Salem?
Well, ahoy there. You came to the right place, but you also perhaps came to the wrong place of the 37 countries that the old captain's been banned from entering again due to what they call international decency laws. I would tell you what I did in Mexico, but it won't end well for you. Well, it'll end well for you, but not for your criminal record. You know what to do, and remember, only three fingers at a time. Crunch berries.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less!
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less? Tina Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck, but it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yeah, and as you always point out, it's difficult to find three people in the world that suck, because the news is always good and it's always people at their best. But today, I just want to point out, it's England. It is England that's coming in. So we do have one story from the United States. The other two come from across the pond, where apparently all bad people live. Mm-hmm. So let's start there, where a guy named Simon Bramhall. God damn, that's an English-ass name. Simon Bramhall. Now, he used to be a prominent transplant surgeon in the UK, but he lost his medical license after he was caught carving his initials into two people's livers. All right. So this happened during surgeries back in 2013, and we covered this guy back then. He did it with a device called the Argon Beam Coagulator. Well, that's sexy. And each letter was about an inch and a half tall. Well, he was caught the following year when another surgeon did a follow-up procedure and saw Simon's initials. So he lost his license, and he also got convicted for two counts of assault. Now he's back in the news because he recently got his medical license back. Now, his case was up for review a few months ago, and he admitted that what he did was, quote, stupid and entirely wrong, so he was allowed to practice again. But just this past Monday, a medical tribunal reversed that decision. They say it was such a big breach of trust between a doctor and patient, he shouldn't be allowed to practice. He has a month to appeal his decision. Again, lost his medical license because he liked to basically laser burn his initials into the transplanted livers of patients. Now we stay in England, where a man lost his job and was arrested six times. Why? because his ex kept feeding the police a bunch of lies, and he basically said he'd have been better off dead. Louis Jolly, that's his name, he spent 81 hours in police custody, even at his home raided by the cops after his ex-girlfriend of 2 years claimed that he was sending her, quote, vile threats. The girl in question, one Courtney Ainsworth, she created over 30 fake accounts to send herself the abuse, even gave the officers a picture of a scar on her chest, which she claimed the ex-boyfriend had inflicted with a knife. But her deceit was uncovered when Instagram and Facebook revealed that the email and IP addresses linked with the accounts, they all belonged to her. So she admitted to lying to authorities after a statement from her boyfriend was read in court. The boyfriend said, quote, I was charged with stalking offenses and assaults that I had not committed. I was denied bail on one occasion and put before the court the next morning. I felt like I was very close to being remanded in custody for a crime that I had not committed. He went on to say that for 4 months, it was the worst experience of his life. He said the police repeatedly turned up at his family's home in early hours of the morning to arrest him. Officers searched the property, seized two of his cell phones. And he said, in between each arrest, I lived in a constant state of anxiety, thinking the police were going to arrive at any minute and arrest me again. Now, for her part, the ex-girlfriend told police that the former partner was stalking and harassing her verbally and physically, put a brick through her mom's window, threatened to stab her and her new boyfriend. Well, she also reported him for stalking her friends, making false claims that she was using cocaine, calling her from withheld numbers, filming her walking down the street. Turns out none of this was true. So he essentially has been exonerated, and now she is facing some jail time. By the way, we don't know the motivation for this other than just being wackadoo.
And, right.
Right. He's like, we broke up. I don't know where this is coming from. And now we go to Pennsylvania, where a 29-year-old man is behind bars on multiple criminal charges after stealing $350 worth of items from a Pennsylvania business, specifically a sex shop, and threatening to stab a clerk who tried to stop him. J.P. McFarland, he entered the, quote, adult world emporium and walked out with a pair of what they call masturbators. One would be a Fleshlight model, costing $95.99.
Whoa.
So this is like a deluxe good one?
I'm assuming.
He also got a thing called the Auto Blow AI, which does exactly what it says in the name. That retails for $250. Now, when
Auto Blow.
Yeah. Trust me, they say the Auto Blow's creators contend that the 10-speed masturbator, which plugs into a wall outlet, uses artificial intelligence to give you the perfect, you figure out the rest. Anyway, when the adult world worker confronted this guy in the store's parking lot, he threatened to stab the man. The employee was able to identify McFarland because McFarland had recently applied for a position at Adult World. In a police statement, the victim said that Jacob came into Adult World, instantly walked to the back of the store, and grabbed the two sex toys. Officers quickly located him at a hotel just a few steps away from Adult World. He was found carrying the knife and a backpack with a lock on it. When they opened the backpack, that held the two sex toys. Anyway, he was charged with robbery, which is a felony, several misdemeanors, including retail theft and making terroristic threats. He is currently locked up in lieu of $5,000 bond. So again, we have a surgeon in the UK who had his license revoked for a second time because he was basically etching his initials into the transplanted livers of his patients. We have the ex-girlfriend over in England who, for 4 months, basically kept terrorizing and harassing her ex-boyfriend under the guise that he was threatening her. But this dude, he ended up getting arrested 6 times, held in custody, etc. And finally, the man who stole 2 sex toys from the sex shop that he had just applied to work in.
I mean, I feel like the woman who was lying to the cops and getting that guy in all that trouble sucks the most.
I would agree with that.
Because he, you know what I mean? Like, he's getting the cops called to his house. He's living in a state
his
of fear.
Family, everything.
And that's bad stuff. You know what I mean? Even if you can prove it's
he lost not, his job.
Right. You can prove it's not right. But a lot of people, you hear any kind of accusation
once
like that.
Once the stigma's
like,
there.
Right. People aren't going to go back on that. The guy in Pennsylvania, he shouldn't have robbed that store. And he did it at knife point?
Yes.
But I feel like he was desperately horny.
Well, yeah, I'll give him that.
Which is almost
well,
like...
Well, he's not in the motel next door.
I mean, that tells you what you need.
Yeah, I mean, right. He didn't even bother to like go to the other side of town. He was just like, I'm checking in. I'm putting these tools to work.
I honestly think the doctor sucks the least.
And that's just, where I was going.
I was going to say the same.
Because he saved my life. All right, no, but he did successful surgery. I do not agree with what he did, etching his initials in my new liver. But if another doctor later said, hey, man, you know, was your doctor Simon Bramhall? Well, he carved his initials. Like, does my liver work? Because it saved my life. I don't care.
That's kind of what I was going to say, is that the only reason why the surgeon is really a problem, obviously he should not have done this in the first place.
We understand that. Yeah.
But it's only a problem because you know about it. It's not like he left it to infect in there. It's not like he left any damage in there that's going to cause problems later. Yeah, he did a wrong by burning his initials into your new liver.
With an argon beam coagulator.
Right,
yes.
But you only have a problem with it because you know about it. I mean,
as long as it doesn't cause any medical problems, too. That's right. The key. That probably won't.
I mean, I would look, if it's me, I wouldn't do my initials, but there's no way I would not etch a penis.
That's right?
Because,
saying.
I mean,
I just think it's awesome if there's another doctor and he, like, cuts you open. And he's like, oh, damn, Steve Hill worked on this dude. Yeah.
I know, because you got a penis etched inside your liver.
As long as nothing goes wrong with your liver, you got to remember the guy that went into the adult toy store and stole all that stuff at Night Point. He had enough money to go next door and check into a hotel.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
point. So the guy had money. You know what I'm saying? It's just where he chose to use it. So as long as it doesn't lead to any medical problems, I'm going to have to say the surgeon sucks the least, although he did lose his license.
He did.
I think he sucks the least. And yeah, that guy checked into a hotel, Miles, but I don't think it's a nice one.
Flashlight,
expensive, nice.
Yeah, but the Autoblow AI is a $250 ticket, man.
Right, if he had money, he could have gone a bunch of different routes. But he was like, screw it, I'm robbing this adult store and I'm getting that toy.
I'm getting mine.
Yeah. I hope he got to use it before he got arrested.
I'm telling you right now, I'm curious about the Autoblow AI.
I would go there first.
Yes.
First one I try.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In case. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you follow KISW on Twitter, you are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:52. But first, quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a man may never be able to use his manhood again after his partner accidentally sprayed expanding foam under his urethra. His urethra.
VD sent me that article today. I didn't even know how to comment on this.
No.
I guess he was... I didn't read through the whole thing, but my understanding was they wanted to have sex or whatever. Dude was flaccid, just couldn't get it to do what he wanted. Yeah, that's my understanding.
No.
So they tried to MacGyver.
Was it a cock?
A cock? No, it was an expanding foam, Miles.
C-A-U.
Damn it.
That's what they tried?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Because they say he did it accidentally. I'm like, no, he very purposely did it.
Right.
They just did not realize what the repercussions would be. But, like, this was a team effort. Like, yeah.
And they're, okay. Together.
Well, at least for that night, they were going to be.
I understand motivations are what they are. And you can't exactly rein them in to a degree. Don't experiment down there.
No.
You know, unless it's... Yeah, just don't experiment.
It's expanding foam in your urethra.
Right.
Do we have Home Depot?
I know.
Exactly. If you buy it from Home Depot, it doesn't belong near your penis.
It's not for that part of the home.
Bloody Mary.
Yeah, like there's pills you take for that stuff. Don't put that crap in
right.
there. And I would just reiterate this again. Like, okay, that sucks. You have a naked woman in the bed. Figure you could do something.
Right. Something. Make her want to come back where maybe you can perform better.
Correct.
Exactly.
Right? Sing them a Numb a Numb song.
Or, at worst case scenario, you take the L. Worst case scenario should not right. be, I have expanding foam in my penis. I need to go to the hospital.
That is, in fact, the worst case scenario.
Criminy. The federal government is moving forward to lower the minimum age requirement for big rigs from 21 down to either 20 or 18, depending on the state.
I didn't realize that they already had that rule in place.
Right. So I think in the states themselves, they have their own rules. But to go interstate. In order to actually leave the state, it has to be 21. So they're gonna bring that one down here just a little bit.
Okay.
59% of owners have gotten a pet for their pet.
Oh my God.
See, that makes sense.
Well, I mean, it's one
thing. Like get a dog for your dog so it's not just sitting at home.
I would get that more. Like, if it's the same animal, I understand it more. But like, well, we got a hamster for our cat. Well, that'd be a bad idea.
That'd be a bad idea.
We got a hamster for our dog. Like, no.
Okay, but if you're saying, I got my dog a sibling. Makes sense. If you say, I got them a pet,
that makes
zero sense. It's a pet in itself. It doesn't work like that. No, you got them a play buddy. That's fine.
Here's my question. If it's a pet, you're responsible for taking care.
Right.
My dog is responsible for licking her butt, and it kind of ends there.
Oh, she just needs someone to take care of while I'm away. No, she needs someone to play with.
I think saying you got your pet a pet is just like a saying.
I know.
Yeah.
You want to have a companion.
You just wanted another pet.
Exactly.
Or that.
You're home.
Which is fine.
They've already got a companion.
Right.
It's you.
Right. It's not your pet.
Right. I didn't want my animals to be at home alone because it gets lonely there at home. All right. Give them something that they can beat up on from time to time. And it works. Okay. They're not pets. They're my pets.
Right.
They're little adopted siblings.
My old dog, when we first got the dog, we're curious to see, you know, how's the dog going to react? So we had a leather couch at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, man's going to eat the couch. You just don't know. So I said, look, let's go out for like 2 hours. We'll come back. We will assess the damage, and we'll figure out what we need to do from there. You know what that dog did anytime we weren't home? Slept. You know what it did when we were home? Slept.
That's right.
That was it. That dog literally did nothing.
Mm-hmm. We just own little Rip Van Winkles up here. McDonald's is bringing back their blueberry and cream pie.
I mean,
I never knew they had one.
Oh. What's that, Miles?
I said I never knew they had one.
I know, right?
Why are you so loud? Did you turn up your volume?
Right, did you play with something over there?
I didn't do anything, but I'll turn it down.
There you go. Yeah. That's better. Now he's got it.
Yeah, okay. I've never had one either, but I mean,
sounds good.
Sounds, yeah.
Right? I mean, yeah.
I used to love the hot apple pie. How could blueberry and cream be bad?
Then there was also like the cream cheese raspberry one or something like that.
All right.
Apple pie?
No, not apple.
I mean, like a pie?
Yeah, like a fruit pie, yeah. I forget what it was, but it was
fantastic, man.
All right.
A Canadian official did a news
interview. You never think about the pie when you get McDonald's at midnight.
No.
Right?
Well, not at midnight.
But I feel like the apple pie from McDonald's was one of their staples.
The what?
The apple pie from McDonald's was one of their staples.
It is.
Back when it was fried, it really was. Then they baked it, and I honestly lost all interest.
I'm trying to think of the last time I had an apple pie from there.
It was still fried. I've had a piece of the baked one. My kids got it years ago. I'm like, yeah, it's all right,
man. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I was trying to figure out what to do yesterday for lunch. I was like, how do I do this? I'll DoorDash McDonald's.
Yeah.
Awesome.
How much did that cost?
It was great. The fries were still hot.
How much did it cost you?
Cost me about $15.
That's not awful. It's just because it's McDonald's, right?
From one person,
it was probably
McDonald's.
$7 of food, $7 of delivery.
There you go. Cool. A Canadian official did a news interview about road safety while he was driving through a snowstorm.
Jesus Christ. He was
on TV. He did a TV news interview. So that means there's a camera on him somewhere, and he's driving in the middle of a doggone snowstorm.
Yep.
Great.
I mean, But I think I see a lot of people because they just put their phone in that little thing and then talk through it.
Just pull a traffic jam Jimmy on that thing and have it on there. But he was actually like lecturing people about the dangers of road safety.
Right.
And not the dangers of it, but the importance of road safety. Someone has decided that the 2022 trend include mullets and goth business casual.
Well, mullets are already pretty much back.
Right.
Yeah, that kind of made its resurgence in 2020 itself.
But is it because so many people work from home? You know, it's one thing, you know, come to the office, blah, blah, blah. But, like, people are Zooming in or working from home. So even if they show up on a Zoom call and my sales guy suddenly has a mullet and he's wearing goth business, like, I don't care anymore because we've made it clear you don't really need to interact physically with people to do your job.
What exactly counts as goth business casual? Is it just because...
Think pound cake.
Right. Well, I've had friends that have had, like, the pinstripe suit jacket. So that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Is that goth?
It can be.
It's like a white pinstripe. Like, it fit the look.
Tim Burton style.
Exactly. Okay. Because they also had the leather gloves and stuff like that.
Are you saying, like, they're going to show up dressed like Beetlejuice?
I mean, he was in a suit,
yeah,
to be
much.
Fair.
He was in a suit.
Right. He was
not
classy.
Quite as tattered, but still has the brooding darkness in there.
I mean, maybe it's just like dudes wearing a lot of eye makeup and painting their nails black.
Right?
Isn't that
Ooh,
golf?
I'm going to show up as Paramore.
So Danny.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you could say, yeah, Danny.
Yeah. Like, he never looks bad, but you can tell the type of music he likes as soon as you meet the
but
guy.
But I don't know that I call him goth. Like, what's the line between emo and goth?
That has been...
I think goth is pound cake that we used to work with.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll
you
let you
have
guys
a chemical romance with one of those people.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. There's a new dating hack.
I'll be full disclosure. I always get confused when it's like, I thought I was watching emo porn. Now there's a golf chick. For me, it just means you have black lipstick on.
What is emo porn? They cry during sex?
Emo involves
got,
a
like,
lot more
green hair
colors.
And crazy eyes.
Right. Goth is more all black, whereas emo invites some like hot pinks or some greens
all
in
right,
there.
Right.
You know, the blues.
I mean, I'll watch it.
Emo... Hey, Steve, think emo as being like My Chemical Romance, Paramore, A Day to Remember, Bring Me the Horizon, Jimmy Eat World, Avril Lavigne, AFI.
Right.
Yeah. That stuff.
Yeah, goth to me is more like just black.
Marilyn Manson.
Just like black.
Marilyn
lipstick.
Manson,
yeah.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay, yeah. The original goth.
There you go. There's a new quote-unquote dating hack in which people will fake a positive COVID test to bail out of a bad date.
I don't blame a man. Look, anything that works as an excuse. It's been going on for years.
Yeah.
Then you go on the date. Hey, call me, you know, at this time. And if I determine that I'm having an emergency, I get out of the date.
Right.
Right. I mean, there's always an excuse to get out. So,
but at least 5 years ago when your friend called up and was like, hey, your mother needs your help. And then you like ran out of the date.
Sure.
That wasn't near as bad as like, oh, I'm positive for COVID. You need to get tested. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Well, I mean, you can say you have the flu. I mean, to me, at that point, like, if you're having to bet any excuse you want, I got diarrhea.
Right.
Right? Ah, I got the S's. You know, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be any more offended. Like, we're on a date, and if I find, oh, man, they lied about being COVID positive to get out of this date, that wouldn't bother me any more than I got a chicken bone stuck in my throat.
Yeah.
Either way, they did not want to date my ass.
Right. Is it better to get stood up?
Or would you rather them say, you know what, I don't want to date your ass. I thought about it, and I just don't like it.
Right. Like, can we just make that a thing?
Once they met you, finally, determined that they needed an emergency escape plan immediately. And typically, you could always just have your friend call up, you know what I mean?
Right.
Do the fake emergency phone call, something bad from the family, you know, like have your sister call up and say, like, hey, something's going on with mom. There's all kinds of ways. When you go there.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's fine, because here's my position. If the date is that bad, or you're just hating your time with me, tell me anything that's not the truth.
Yeah,
I would rather hear any lie you've got than like, you know what, you suck.
Because chances are better than even you know that the date is not going well either.
Sure.
Right.
There's
those cues that you should be picking up on. There's a vibe in there that's just not fitting a good mood. Okay. Yeah.
Keep slapping my hand off of her thigh.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, look, I think everybody's been on both sides of that, right? Because sometimes, too, you don't want to be that harsh. And you're just finally like, okay, fine, I don't want to go out with you again. Whatever the terrible excuse was, you won't take it. Okay, you suck.
Right. You try a couple of lies.
You don't want to say that, right?
Right. I tried to go easy on you, but you were catching the hint.
Right. It's the same way when somebody's blowing you off like that. You're like, all right, well.
I get it.
I was like, if I see you, I see you.
Exactly. All right, gents, let's have a little bit of fun here. This was actually sent to us by a listener by the name of Dylan. This comes to us from Screen Rant. And it is 10 famous actor pairs that are actually cousins. So are you ready for this? I'm going to give you one of the actors. You let me know who their cousin is. We're going to start at number 10, Melissa McCarthy from Mike and Molly fame.
The blonde one.
Got her.
The View, Jenny McCarthy.
That is exactly right. And Melissa McCarthy are cousins on that one. That one blew my mind when I first heard it. It shouldn't because they got the same doggone last name.
Yep.
But if you look hard enough, they make similar facial expressions. Like, you can see the relation in there.
Sure. There is a weight
difference. And if you look hard enough, you can see nothing about them that's similar.
Right. I know. Both of those things.
Oh my God.
Absolutely, man.
One of them chases me away from the TV screen, which unfortunately would be Jenny. The other one, I will sit down and hear what you have to say because I find you very funny, which is Melissa. Honestly, if I see Jenny McCarthy, and look, she's easy on the eyes and all that, but when she opens her mouth, I'm just like, it's just so phony.
Other than on the Masked Singer, she knows what she's talking about on the Masked Singer.
Is she still going out with the Wahlburgers guy?
Yes.
I think she's married to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's Donnie. He's still kind of famous. I think the brother that runs it is not.
That's Paul.
Right. He's the one that's never been in a musical group or acting.
Right. Has no other reason
for
being
famous.
You can
make a mean hamburger, though. Who cares?
Yeah. Oh, man. Number 9, you know her from her music as well as starring in the sitcom Moesha, the movie Know What You Did Last Summer. Brandy, actually, has a famous cousin.
Isn't it Ray J?
It is not Ray J, no. Who is
this Brandy and Ray J are related?
No, it is not.
Okay. You know I
asked. She's going to be the name that I give you a little bit later on.
Cognac.
Snoop Dogg, actually.
Really?
Right.
Huh.
They are related.
I would have never guessed that.
Number 8, you might know him. His name is Jason Schwartzman. This list didn't really give me a whole lot of his work, nor do I really recognize his face, but he's a part of a rather famous acting family with the last name of Coppola. Which means
Francis?
Which means that he is actually cousins with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to say his mom was Talia Shire.
Correct.
Which was Adrian from Rocky.
Did she do anything else?
She did a few of the problem was, I think she was always a character actor, right?
All right.
But because who she's related to, the Coppola family, right? You kind of get these. And Rocky wasn't supposed to be anything when they put it out, but the movie blew up. She became a name, but that's. She's just Adrian from Rocky. It didn't matter what else she did.
Right? Exactly.
She's arguably the worst character in that whole thing.
Yeah.
Damn. I wonder what happened to Nick Cage. He doesn't come on our show anymore.
I'm sorry. I tried to call in, but I was running out of time.
Number 7.
Well, he's done with karaoke. He's got time.
Famous actor parents who are actually cousins. Number 7, William Maypother. You know him from Lost fame, if anybody caught that show. He always seems to have just a creepy vibe, but he's actually cousins with known stuntman Tom Cruise.
Really?
Oh, damn. Like the way he called him, a known stuntman.
Known stuntman. That's how he got started. He was actually a stunt driver, and then they were like, hey, this is actually a good-looking guy who knows how to act. Let's turn him into an actor.
For real?
For real. He started as a stunt driver.
That explains
why
a
he
lot.
Does his own stunts. Exactly. I've known he's done his own stunts for years. I had no idea.
He's like, I'm a goddamn stuntman.
And you'll notice that half of his stunts have to deal with driving. So
yes.
Every time you see him behind the wheel, that is Tom Cruise behind that wheel. Mm-hmm. Kate, I'm going to screw up her name. Moaning? M-O-E-N-N-I-G. Moaning.
I don't know. What would I know her from?
You know her from the work in The L Word, recurring role on Grown-ish. She's cousin.
Grown-ish from Moaning.
That's right. She is a cousin.
Sounds like Dirty Big Dummy.
I know.
She is cousins with the well-renowned entrepreneur Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, Lord.
Yay.
Okay.
He's already from Hollywood royalty.
You might be able to get number 5 on name alone, Robbie Amell. You'll know him from the CW show The Tomorrow People. And he is related to his cousin who also has a hit show on the CW. Correct. Stephen Amell from Arrow.
Oh, Jesus.
That guy sat in front of me once at wrestling.
I remember that.
Yeah. Because, the crew came over, and he, jumped over the railing, and I'm like, who in the hell is this guy?
Mike, you ever heard of a show called Arrow?
Yeah, it was, basically, he was doing a commercial for Arrow. I was like, I have no idea.
Yes, I have, Ted. Number 4 of the famous actor pairs who are actually cousins, Glenn Close. Does anybody know who Glenn Close's cousin is? I know you've heard of this name. I just couldn't tell you a doggone thing that she's done.
So it's a female.
It is. And her name is Brooke Shields.
Oh, gee, really?
Glenn Close and Brooke Shields are cousins.
I'm going to say that Brooke Shields got the better jeans. I would just
those jeans were Jordache.
Was it Jordache or it was Jordache? Yeah.
It says
Calvin Klein. I'm not sure.
But it was Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein
that got all that got all the trouble. I just saw this whole thing on the 80s the other day.
Yeah.
Right, because basically, she's acting like she's not wearing underwear or something, but, she's, a teenager.
Yeah, she was, 13.
She's 14.
Yeah.
But she didn't understand the tagline, so these were, big ads. And they were massive at the time, and it was something like, get her out of her pants.
Nothing comes between me and my Calvins?
Right, that's what it was.
Yeah, and even Calvin Klein.
She also started a movie called The Blue Lagoon.
Yeah, what?
And there were naked swimming scenes when she was 14 years old. So I think that had somehow just been swept under the rug, era.
Yeah, eventually Calvin Klein had to pull him and be like, oh, our bad. Yeah, I guess we shouldn't be using it. Let's not use the teenage girl.
It says Close's grandfather and Shields' great-grandmother were siblings. So that's that relation there. Number 3, Miguel Ferrer. You might know him from NCIS Los Angeles.
George Clooney.
Correct. George Clooney is his cousin.
That whole family. Hmm. And again, he comes from Hollywood royalty. The thing that drives me crazy about this list, like basically, if you're not born into Hollywood royalty, good luck.
Right.
I mean, just best of luck to you.
Number two of the famous actor pairs who are actually cousins, Sissy Spacek. Does anybody know who Sissy Spacek's cousin is? This one blew my mind.
Is it somebody creepy?
Clint Howard.
No, it is not somebody creepy. It's actually somebody rather hilarious. Unfortunately, passed away in 2019, the late, great Rip Torn.
Really?
Rip Torn and Sissy Spacek.
I would not have pieced that together in a million years.
Nor would I.
Rip had a hell of a stash.
And this is the number one famous actor pairs who are actually cousins. Mr. Hill, you don't know this one at all. Dionne Warwick, do you know who her cousin is?
I'm going to guess Whitney Houston.
That is a great guess, and it is actually correct. Whitney Houston is Dionne Warwick's cousin.
I knew they were related somehow. And both kind of equally crazy.
Yeah, I believe it.
She wasn't related to Miss Cleo.
A man took Cracker Barrel to court after his drink wasn't what he ordered.
What did he order?
What did he order?
I will tell you all about it at 5:50.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile. This is 206-421-ROCK. All right, we made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.